Cariel Portland Show, and I am Cariel Quinley, and I'm the hostess for the show. I'm premiering today, and so I have a lot of excitement, and good things are coming your way, so go ahead and take a deep breath, and relax. And the blessing for the day comes from the Gayatri Prayer, and it goes like this. Let us focus on that effulgent light from which the whole universe is projected. May this inner sun enlighten our minds. And may we awaken as the light. Hallelujah! So, my show's going to be a positive entertainment. And I'll have positive conversations with you all. I'm looking forward to meeting some of the listeners and having positive interactive experiences. And my shows, as the future will hold, we'll probably bring some guests on as well, but for now, I am going to interview myself to let you see, get to know me better. And the shows will be revolving around the sacred and the ascension and consciousness that's going on right now. And also healing. And I'll be teaching what I know as much as I can over the radio. This is exciting to me, and I assume I'll probably be learning also as well from the listeners and being on the radio. What an adventure it is. I'll say that I've tried almost every medium, and I've been on radio before, but I've never hosted my own show, so this is really exciting to me. And I'll be giving you the phone numbers to call. I'm hoping that I have some listeners out there just enjoying myself talking. But I know that spirit is going to lead the way. So this program will be beneficial for whoever is listening. And I want to hear what you've been experiencing during these times, and also helping you with healing readings if you have any questions. And I'll be giving you that opportunity in 15 minutes. And you can call in and speak with me. I'm Cariel, and the numbers to call for the U.S., first, that's a toll-free number, that's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. For Canada, the toll-free number is 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. And for the international, the direct number is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. All right, and that, like I say, I will begin in about 15 minutes to take your calls. I just want to thank the BBS Radio and Don Newsom for all their kindness and for giving me this opportunity to present my information and to discuss the times that we're in. And I want to first, share a little bit about myself and the services that I offer. And I'll begin with the mystical side of me. My name is Carielle, and I'll spell that for you. And you can go to my website. That is my name. That's www.carielle.com. So that's my website. And for your information, that's the name is like Ariel, the angel, only it starts with a C. And I am from the angelic human race. That's what I sense about what's happening right now, is I'm helping to anchor some of that information. And I have been working now for some time with what I call the High Council of Light from the star system Sirius. And for you that may not know, the star system Sirius is a multi-star system that goes back into our ancient traditions. Many have taught about the connection that we've had over the eons of time with that star system. It's the guardian for this solar system. And I'm also connected with the other archangels, besides Ariel, of course. And Ariel, to me, represents, she's, to me, spiritual courage. And she is the protector, one of them, that protects the earth and the natural kingdoms. And she is called the Lioness of God. So she, to me, again, has taught me spiritual courage. And another archangel that I'm very connected to is Raphael. And he is the prince of hidden knowledge and the concealed, who delivered from God to humankind the ancient wisdom of extraordinary light called the Kabbalah. And he delivered much more, but that is the energy that I have been working with now for some time. And now back to Earth, I'll talk about some of the things that... first of all, I began on the East Coast. I moved to California in 1993, and I'm very fortunate to be here in Oceanside, California, and have the wonderful climate that we live in. Also, to be able to present information that I feel is monumental during these times as we accelerate and lifting our consciousness. And I've been a counselor for over 25 years in helping people. And I help them to develop the emotional and spiritual tools to achieve their goals in life. And I began as a therapist on the East Coast and moved here to open, found the Heartlink Institute, which I began in 1993. And again, you can go to my website and learn all about that. And another way to reach my website is through www.heartlinkinstitute.com. And that heartlinkinstitute.com. And what I found is I have been able to pursue all that I've wanted to do here on the West Coast. I began in some very dense energies working in the Baltimore area in the school systems there as a school psychologist. And then moved on to being a court mediator in the court systems there. So I know what dense energies they are. And I was able to be a therapist as well in Baltimore. And now I'm so fortunate to have the wonderful energies. Not that there aren't some heavy densities in California. They certainly are a mixed bag as well. So, but I'm just so glad that I can present to you. And here I am being able to give the energy of what I have come to know and supply some information about transpersonal psychology and the ancient wisdoms and special healing methods. And I'll be providing over our radio shows the information, like I say, that I hopefully will benefit you. And find out what's going on in your lives and see what we can do for you. And I give classes in all sorts of esoteric subjects, astrology, numerology, and tarot, and Kabbalah, and as well as my work as a therapist, as a hypnotherapist, actually, and vibrational healer. So I'll be sharing the information of both the Eastern and Western mysticism as well. So I have some events coming up that I just want to plug before I take calls. And the first one I wanted to share is I'll be at the Holistic Living Expo in Carlsbad, California, on March 25th, and that's coming up on a Sunday, March 25th, where I'll present on soul retrieval, and that's another topic that we'll probably cover on our show. And but I'm able to offer information at that time. I hope you can make it if you're in the area and can come to the windmill in Carlsbad. And I'll be presenting soul retrieval at 2 o'clock on the 25th. And giving healing readings as well. And again, providing information about the HeartLink Institute. Also, a very special weekend is coming up in April, I wanted to announce. And that's my Blueprinting Your Life in Light workshop that I'll be doing on April 14th and 15th. It's a weekend seminar that will help you to uncover your personal blueprint so you can see how it either empowers you or hinders you and help you to connect to your divine blueprint. So, and please do get to my website because I have lots of information on that. Lots of articles, and of course I hope to go into the information that I share on my website in more depth on the radio show. The last announcement I want to make is my special tour that I'm going to be having in the summertime. And every summer I lead groups of people to the UK. To see the crop circles and sacred sites. And I'm really looking forward to it, and as I do every year, and to be able to help people to acclimate to the energies of the crop circles firsthand. So we'll be going to England. And, we'll just be having so much fun. I hope you can join us. There's only 3 slots left. And so get, if you can get to my website and read about that, it's called the HeartLink Tour, and let me know as soon as possible if you are interested in joining us for this sacred pilgrimage. And, of course, I feel that the radio show is also a sacred pilgrimage, and it's associated with transformation and spiritual initiation and self-awareness. So all of these things I hope that we can experience, and helping to heal any of the old dysfunctional behavior patterns, having that the opportunity to heal trauma and so forth. So before we go to the calls, hopefully you will go to England with me and have that journey. And if you can't, though, I want to just mention that an alternative to going to see the crop circles is to purchasing my crop circle cards. And this is the last pitch I'm going to give. It's about my special divination tool of 64 cards, and you get a book also with that. And these are the designs taken from the English crop circles, specifically. And, of course, there's been tens of thousands over the years of designs. But these were specifically chosen, as I say, from the High Council of Light that I work with. And divinely inspired this wonderful deck of oracle cards. And they help to facilitate connection to your inner wisdom and self-awareness. So they're very empowering. And also to help you to connect to your subconscious mind. And that's a lot of what I want to help pursue over the radio shows, is how to do that. Besides, of course, using an oracle deck, there are other methods as well, and I think it's essential that people are connecting to their subconscious. And at any rate, let me give you the next phone numbers that you can call, and we'll start taking calls. The U.S. number, toll-free number, is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. For Canada, the toll-free number is 888-810-8322. And the international is 530-876-3222. And I'm Carrie Yell, and as I said earlier, I work with the angels, and I hope to help facilitate some inner healing for people and on my radio shows. Also, I would love to hear insights that you're having about what's going on in the current cultural climate that we're experiencing right now. It's pretty intense. I don't know how much you're familiar with astrology, but we've got some intense things happening. Of course, Mercury retrograde is one of them, and have to get used to that one, because that repeats throughout the year. But the other one is the Saturn opposition to Neptune. And just to give you just a general sense of what the energy is about, those two, if they're in a nice aspect together, then it's hunky-dory for idealism and realism. They go hand in hand. Reality and the ideal. But when they're in opposition, then there's some struggle going on. Oppositions indicate that they're not getting along, that they have some disagreement, that the realism and idealism isn't working hand in hand. Some dreams may come true, but more likely it's a hindrance. But isn't it wonderful how Spirit is arranging things for us? Because it's time for us to claim whatever it is that is that makes our hearts sing. And so this is like really giving you a present when you have to go through the lesson of a Saturn-Neptune opposition. But it's forcing you to integrate your belief with the reality of the world. Somehow make an integration go on here. We know that we are spiritual beings. Of course we are. However, we have come to experience being human. But the beauty of these times is we are also giving ourselves permission to experience being human beings who are also spiritual beings on the earth, and bringing heaven to earth, basically, is what that offers to us. So it's a wonderful time. We are living in incredible times. And I will be speaking to how to utilize these times and think of the world as a projection of what you're feeling inside. And remember, good things are coming your way. The important thing is to understand that the more you can connect to your inside world, and the understanding of the different dimensions of what we are, the more we can create the good things in our lives. So if you're having difficulties, then you might want to think about doing some inner work. And if you're listening to this radio show, I know that you are already doing inner work. And I know that you understand what I'm saying when these are very special times of awakening, and that it's called the Great Awakening, and that the ancients have predicted this time. And so it is an opportune time for enlightenment. And if you have... maybe we can define what that is. Of course, it can be different for people, but my sense of enlightenment is that we're literally illuminating our divinity. We are connecting to our divine spark. And this wonderful illumination process is underway, and connecting to the sacred. And how we are getting that is through... We're finding that the more we connect to the sacred, the more we thrive. We thrive and we are creating miracles. But as time goes on, the miracles will seem natural to us. And that's the beauty of these times, to be able to create. And paying attention to the sacred, how important that is. I highly recommend that if you aren't already doing this, and you probably are, that it's important to keep a dream journal. And you can learn the language of the subconscious that way. Quite a wonderful, easy way to do that. And basically, if you remember your dreams and it's not an issue, you can just jot them down, no problem. Good for you. But if you have a problem remembering your dreams, you might want to then set the alarm clock in the middle of the night to go off so that you can wake and catch yourself having a dream and write that down. But even better still is to just simply program your mind as you're dropping off to sleep to remember your dreams. And maybe not all of them, but at least the essential ones that are really helping bring a message to you. So finding the themes as you keep a journal, after a while you'll see the themes come out. And it's two dreams that we can connect, plus through meditation and doing the inner reflective work, and that's so essential these days. And I will be focusing on helping you to connect to your inner worlds. And this time around, I'd like to share a quote. This is an inspirational quote from Tony Burroughs. The time will come in our very near future when one more person envisions a peaceful world. And with that seemingly tiny action, the scales are tipped and the storm clouds disappear. And a new world, the world that we deserve to live in as our right of birth, opens up before us. And I can only say that that's so inspiring to me. And just to imagine what can happen when people begin to see others in their highest light. And what an incredible world that will be. And as we're moving into this energy that, we keep hearing the 2012 being mentioned, I'll just say that as far as an actual time, I think it's happening now. And it's just unfolding. The more we're connecting to, again, to our own inner spirit, we're beginning to see more and more of paradise all around us. It's there. So be it. If 2012 is like the demarcation where we literally then really get proof of it happening and that the new golden age is born, so be it. That's great. And but we've got to take responsibility now. That's the important thing. It's not about putting off to 2012. It's currently, your job is to literally make that inner contact to whatever you want to call it, your higher source, your highest possible potential, God, goddess, all that is, and make contact and have a relationship with that. And the more we can relate and have an interaction with that, obviously, the more our lives are going to just thrive. So I'm excited to share with you some good things that are happening and that we really do now have the choice. And miracles can happen. And I believe, and I'll give you the numbers again to call for your special reading if you're wanting to ask questions or just to share insights. I would love to hear from you. The toll-free number for the United States is 877-876-5227. And for Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And for the international, it's 530-876-3222. And I would love to hear from you, but I have so much I want to share too. And part of the lesson on the planet Earth is about the Matrix. And I'm sure you've all heard that term by now. I think it's a wonderful metaphor of what's happening. Hopefully you've seen the movie, The Matrix, the first one at least in the series. And I think there were three in the series, but the first one is so profound. And just give a general sense of what was learned. Now, Neo, the main character played by Keanu Reeves, is speaking to this otherworldly figure called Morpheus, who's come to help Neo break out of the Matrix. And Morpheus takes Neo through the three stages, I would call it, three stages of the Matrix. And the first stage is the wake-up call. And you probably know what we're talking about. So the wake-up call. Everyone has probably had that, or sooner or later, everyone gets that. And Neo in the movie learns that he is a slave. And it's interesting. Morpheus says to him, the world has pulled over your eyes, or the world has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. What truth? And that, the truth is that you were born into slavery, into a prison that you cannot see or smell. It's a prison of the mind. Unfortunately, no one can tell you what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. So in this invitation, Morpheus gives to Neo, he pulls out two pills. One is a blue pill, and the other is a red one. And he says, take the blue pill, and you will wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. Now, of course, we know what that means. That basically, that would be just going back into denial and staying in a world where you're powerless. The second pill, if you take the red pill, he says, you will stay in Wonderland, and I'll show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Well, and again, this is so profound. And so in the second stage, you wake up to it's all an illusion, and you come out of denial. So the second stage, Neo takes the red pill and starts to see the illusion of the Matrix. And he says, Morpheus says to him, it seems like you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. You know that something is wrong with the world. You can't explain it, but you feel it, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. So, if you get beyond that stage, you go to the third stage, and you choose freedom, and you claim your power. And in this stage, Morpheus shows Neo the Matrix problem that he calls the Jumping Tall Buildings program. And he invites Neo to jump from one skyscraper in New York to another, in the city again. And he says, I'm trying to free your mind. Let it all go. Fear, doubt, disbelief. Free your mind. And that is also the challenge, I believe, that is before all of us. As we are freeing ourselves from being manipulated, and collective unconscious being manipulated, or conditioned by old negative beliefs. And the current one, the current consensus reality is in believing in war. That's where we now can reclaim our power and take it back and shift out of that belief system. Now, we do have to take responsibility of our own internal war, whatever that war is that it goes on within our inner conflict, so that we can then reclaim and choose to rewrite our script. So it's our inner sense of reality that needs to be changed. And then we get to choose. We can, it is a choice that one can eventually make when you make that interconnection of whether you just want to stay in your addictions or not, or break them. But if you do break the negative trance that we're in, we eventually will see differently, and boy, what a whole new ballgame it becomes. And then we're working in the quantum field. And I'm sure you've probably heard that term before, the quantum field. And we can be influenced then by the higher frequencies. We lift our consciousness and go beyond the lower frequencies. And here's where I wanted to mention, we've got a choice, and a warning I want to mention about, well, the warning is don't watch TV unless you have control of your subconscious mind. Unless you're able to and understand when to shut the door to your subconscious mind so that you cannot be manipulated by these low frequencies. And, of course, advertising is on the TV and everywhere so that you get to be bombarded if you're not careful with low energies. And, they're pushing their products, whether it be alcohol or whatever. And we can allow for that. Once we do plug into the newer reality, once we unplug from the old reality, we can then plug into the higher frequencies more and then be less restricted. And that can mean all sorts of possibilities then. Then the quantum, and that's what the quantum field is all about. It's the science of possibilities. We get to then have perhaps a whole different setup with the DNA, for one thing. That's the big one that's on people's minds. Is the DNA changing, or isn't it? What's going on? And, I have to... It's fun to contemplate the possibilities going on here. For instance, wouldn't it be nice if we weren't just restricted by just using, 5 to 10% of our brain? This is the opportunity that we have to go beyond that and to go beyond just using the 23 base pairs or codons, as they're called, of the DNA. We get to then turn on perhaps the whole 64 codons, which many believe is the full divine DNA that has been unplugged. And you know what? That doesn't even matter to me so much as the level of consciousness that we're talking about here. If, in fact, we're talking about reconnecting to our divine DNA or divine cells, then and it's all trickled down to the physical level through the endocrine system, then, wow, I'm going to work the best I can to figure out how that can help me. How can I work with my endocrine system through meditation? And, There is the information, I think, that is so valuable during these times. And if you don't already know about the chakra system, then that's an absolute must. And the chakra system is basically the 7 primary chakras are within this column. Just think of yourself as having a column, a central column that runs from the top of your head down to your feet. And that there are these wonderful vortexes that help to open you to energies, to the energy of the universe, and to the energy of different levels of consciousness. So each one of the chakras represents a level of consciousness. And they work through this wonderful etheric body of ours. And we have, in other words, a higher vibrational level body that is beyond the physical, and it's called the etheric body. And it is through the endocrine system that we can trickle down the information and communicate from the etheric body to the physical through the endocrine system. So that endocrine system is really essential in our thriving these times, and our ability to connect to the different levels of consciousness and the multidimensional higher frequencies. So we are now in a time we deserve to have this understanding and this connectedness. And I will give you a little exercise that we can do right now that will help you to connect better and get an appreciation of that functioning, that etheric body and the chakras. And this is called running the energies. It's also called the middle pillar exercise. And it's done by so many different mystical schools. And it literally gives you energy. And how essential is that these days? I mean, we are in this one interesting, on the outer world, the crisis in energy. Well, the real crisis, as you well know, again, if you are listening to the show, you probably know, is the internal energy crisis. So this is where we get to really get more powerful and control. Let's start now by breathing easily and freely. And just relax and be comfortable wherever you are, whether you're sitting or lying down or standing. Release the tension in your spine. And breathing easily and freely, imagine a bright light way above your head. The light is coming from the source. And see this light coming in now through the top of your head. See your column of light that runs from the top of your head all the way to the bottom of your feet. See that light up. And as this light flows now gently through your body, it is going to seven chakras and helping to release any old negativity, any old emotional baggage, any old junk residue that you're ready to release. And just let this light wash it away. And moving down now the crown, the brow chakra, the throat chakra, the heart chakra, the solar plexus, the sexual chakra, the root chakra, and then there's another chakra at the bottoms of your feet. We'll call this Malkuth. And so feel the energy as it washes away any of the old negativity, as it's flowing now and collecting at the bottoms of your feet. And it's just continuing to move in. And collects at the bottom of your feet now, and now we're going to move up from the right leg as you inhale, and bring it up to the top of the right brain, and over to the left brain, and exhale, and see it moving down to the left leg. Now continue seeing the cycle of this now, of going up the right and over and exhaling and down the left. So that as it's moving in this wonderful cycle, it's starting to expand, starting to fill this wonderful auric field. And now, as you move the energies, let's start shifting it from it going to the front of your body and up the front. And exhale down the back of your body. And continue to move the energies up and down. And cycle that several times as you're seeing again this wonderful eggshell of aura that is just expanding. And now as it's The wonderful energy is now collected all at the bottom of your feet. Let's see that energy, and let's move that energy up the central column, the middle pillar, all the way up through your chakra system, up to the crown chakra, all the way up to Kesar in the heavens, as it's now then becoming a fountain of energy, where it now then trickles back down to your aura. It's wonderful. It's just a beautiful image of this sprinkling fountain at the top, way above your head, just filling your aura. And once again, there's an energy at the bottom of your feet that you can now move up your central column once again. And continue to move it to the fountain head and just see it sprinkling all throughout your aura. And continue with that visual for a while. Moving up the middle and the wonderful fountain of light energy filling your aura. And now, let's enjoy that sense of empowerment. And that sense that you've broken the release and released the malefic forces that you've got released from any lower frequencies, where you now are in these high frequencies. And sense that the internal world now will help you and benefit you, and that you're plugged into the assistance of these higher worlds now. And the veils between the worlds are coming down. And just know that we are, all we have to do is ask, and we shall receive. And know that all the systems are being corrected now. And that the systems are now supporting you. There's a shift taking place where you're getting this support. And just imagine you're standing on a high holy mountain. And get that beautiful view, and just enjoy that beautiful view. And feel you're being supported by Mother Earth as this wonderful flow of energies come up through the core of Mother Earth and up through the bottoms of your feet, and are just so supportive and nurturing. And feel the heart chakra now being filled with this wonderful love and light support, as the cosmic energies are now coming into the top of your head and joining in your heart, this wonderful merger. And you are receiving emotional guidance, spiritual guidance, and feeling the flow now as it moves freely. Now the wonderful energies of the universe, the fuel that is universal, supportive energy that flows now through your chakras. And here we are, becoming more enlightened. And feel yourself more enlightened. Feel that light. I'm so glad that I could share that with you, and I'll probably be sharing more methods with you that will help to cleanse and balance your chakras, and perhaps even awaken the higher chakras and the Kundalini. And I'm sure you probably have heard that mentioned, that term, Kundalini. Again, I write about it on my website, and that is heartlinkinstitute.com, and I share my experiences with the Kundalini, and I've been very fortunate to have thrived through those experiences. And some people aren't able to do that. You're not prepared, and people don't really let you know about the Kundalini. It can be somewhat of a shock. So learn about it. That's an important piece of information to learn. The Kundalini still is flowing nicely through my system. Once it's awakened. Oh, I would love to hear who's on the line.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question about karma.
Yeah.
How do we know when we're in a karmic and bind, and how do we escape some of our karmic ties without supposedly a guru or a teacher to intercede for that?
Well, it is important to have a spiritual discipline, is all I can say. There's a if you don't have a teacher, then get involved in some kind of spiritual cleansing and discipline. Karma is, we eventually get to a place where there is no longer an issue about karma. It depends on, do you have a specific that you have in mind?
No, it's more like with family ties or... something in your, trying to get rid of the anger, and not really sure where it's coming from.
I see. Okay.
And cleaning out that area of it, where there's not really any real reason that you know of consciously.
Yeah. Well, I totally understand what you're saying there. You know, we bring people into our lives, and we have contracts with them.
Right.
So to speak. And we don't always understand that we really have chosen this situation in some fashion in order to learn. I mean, it's our lesson plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do have someone who you're not getting along with in a relationship, and it depends, obviously, if it's how close is the family member?
Very close. We're talking a spouse, primarily. But also noticing other little irritations seem to be more intense than they usually are.
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of tolerance for things, and yet you know about it rationally, but there's something inside of you that you still flare.
Well, the spouse is certainly very impactful in our learning, our lesson program. To either get us to stop repeating the old compulsive dysfunctional behavior, or just or being stuck in the compulsive behavior. And can you give me an example of what kind of setup you have going there? Is it a passive aggressive kind of thing?
More or less, I've gotten to where I just kind of tune him out because he tunes me out so much, and I don't like that. I get hurt and then angry because when I'm talking to him, he loses total interest and goes off into his own little world, or it's like, or if it's not on a topic he's interested in. So I'm really battling with the feeling invisible.
Yes, yeah.
And not being heard.
Well, you know,
not familiar.
Yes, I totally understand that one. And we know, we do kind of train people on how to treat us. So there's something that you're doing to help create that, take responsibility for your half.
Mm-hmm.
But it does sound like his behavior is passive-aggressive, and you perhaps are more the emotional, take the emotional approach, and the more aggressive approach.
Right.
And that's kind of typical in marriages, when there's a lack of communication. And
I sometimes stand up, for what you can't, there's no conversation. It's always about certain topics, children, money, his job.
Yeah. Well, again, I would highly recommend, if you haven't already seen The Secret, there's a wonderful tool for people. And basically, the lesson here is what you think about and what you focus on is what you attract.
And I know that logically, and sometimes when you get caught up in it, it's hard to get into that.
Of course, yeah.
Well, I have another question, if I could.
Sure.
There's a controversy out right now about whether the soul can be, installed into, like, a clone, a mechanical sometime in the future. They're talking within the next 50 years. There's a controversy over whether the soul can be transferred, and they're saying that machines will eventually be smarter than people. Do you have any feedback or feeling on that?
So you're talking about divine intelligence, not artificial intelligence.
Right.
That's what the soul is.
Right.
Can they artificially create a divine intelligence? How fascinating a thought is that? Again, the divine spark. How is man able to do that with machinery? That is just...
So a clone would be the same way. What about the clones that they are doing now, like with the animals and even with some people things as a part? I mean, the divine spark is in there somewhere, but
incredible, the concept that we actually could create that. But, you know, the divine spark is already created by the Creator. Does that mean that we are becoming creators? And are we becoming of that level? I suppose in the future we could be. Becoming that powerful creator.
So that could be a possibility.
Well, it's possible. You know, that whether or not I want to perceive that is something that I would not particularly creating. I think we're all learning how to balance the machine with the spiritual somehow, and how that is done. I think it. Sure, that's possible. I think that we're in a over-machine mechanized world now. That's been the problem. We've gone overboard. We've got to really start now focusing on our spiritual level. And once that becomes then equalized, then it is a possibility.
So you feel there are enough people in the world even now that are leaning towards the... raising of the consciousness that will have an effect on our technology going awry?
That is the big question, isn't it?
Will we catch up spiritually to our technology?
No doubt. That's never been a doubt in my mind, that we will definitely balance it out and probably exceed it. But at this point... It may look a little bit difficult, only because we're experiencing. I think the real important thing is to have that 144,000 level of consciousness within our own beings, and not worry about the external picture. And what I mean by that is, again, that the power within our own consciousness. To affect our own change so that we rise in our spirituality.
And how do we teach this to our children?
Wonderful question. Our children.
Because they're so bombarded by so many different things, good and bad.
And so many of the children are coming in with this wonderful higher frequency. And so they're confused by our low frequency on the planet.
Right.
Because they really know that that's not the way they envisioned it. And the more we can hold the higher frequency vision, the more we are going to be out pitching what they know to be so. They literally know that the world is multidimensional. They already know that, and they already know that. that paradise exists. That those children know paradise is here. And why are we having such problems? It doesn't make sense to them.
So even in a divided home, there are ways we can to hold that space.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're...
We're over time.
Well, over, right?
I'm so glad you keep me in. Well, thank you
so
for
much.
Calling.
Yeah.
and thank everyone. And I'll see you in a month's time. Thank you.